Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about evaluating that first offer.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about this climate, this marketplace, where you can come out of the gate, whether it's residential or it's investment property, come out of the gate and you'll immediately get some level of attention unless you're freakishly off in your expectations. When you get that kind of attention, like a written offer coming in very quickly, it's interesting to me what happens next with the seller's mentality. I may get many of these, I'm thinking, so I'm going to be really rough on this first buyer through the door.
Right, exactly. My process, I have done a complete analysis of the property. I've evaluated the leases. I've put forth what the buyer should anticipate in the first year of operation under reasonable management. And I have then evaluated a price that would match that. Now, it's not a single number price. It shouldn't be less than this, and it shouldn't be more than that. So if we see an offer less than this, we're going to counter to it. In fact, if it's much less than this, we aren't going to counter to it. It's a bottom feeder wasting time. Why play that game?
I think that when you look at the initial offer, you've got to say, what are my expectations and what are my needs for my next step? And you don't want to
that's a good point. Wow.
Overconfident.
Yep.
And I think that's what happens. And that's what happens. What you've got in residential real estate is you've got a pent-up demand, an enormous pent-up demand at some price points in specific areas of town. And if something comes up, you're going to get hit with a lot of activity very, very quickly. But following that, everyone that's been looking for a house looked at it. Now you're waiting for someone new to come on the market, and it's a very different tempo. So you've got to grab it while the iron's hot, so to speak.
Exactly. Now, I've received that first offer. How does that match what I have gone over with my seller as to, is this a good offer? Is it a strong offer? Now, the number one thing I'm going to look at is, the buyer qualified? Do they have money? Can they perform what they've written on a piece of paper? Or are they hoping to sell something in the future soon enough to be able to close this deal? That's a weak situation.
I would rather have a $400,000 offer from a cash buyer than a $420,000 offer from a 100% financed purchase.
Oh, yes.
Now, you can work with it. That doesn't mean you're going to land at $400,000 with that cash buyer, but you can start a conversation with confidence that you're actually selling it and closing the sale.
At least I know I've got a real buyer. Then the next issue is, how about the price? How fair is that price?
More on pricing next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.